Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result. And I'm very excited to have joining me today, Gator Sari. She's a mod on the No Name Nerd Discord server, a gamer, streamer, and as necessary, fully toothed chomper, helping to ensure that the No Name Nerd online community continues to be the positive and supportive place that it is today. She's an essential part of the team, commonly appears in the No Name Nerd ads, so is famous around the world. And I'm very happy to have you on the podcast today.
To be here, I really am. And yeah, those ads really.
You know, and I don't think it's appeared as much recently, but there was this streak where it was just, you couldn't turn around without seeing you.
3 months straight there.
So maybe if we could start out, if you could just do a little bit of introducing yourself and sharing a little about how you got into gaming and streaming.
Yeah, I could do that. All right. So like you said, I'm Gator Sari. I normally go by Sari, but most people nowadays just call me Gator because, like Brian said, I do the chomping when it comes to needing to be assertive and putting people in their place in the Facebook group that we have going on. And from time to time, but for me, I'm pretty normally laid back. What got me into gaming when I was younger, my dad bought this Nintendo, the original NES system. That's showing my age here. We also had an Atari at the time, but me and my dad would play Duck Hunt when I was a little kid. Hate that dog to this day still, I swear it.
Oh, I loved that game. That gun, that technology felt like it was out of the world at the time.
I know, right? And it still does to this day feel like it's out of the world, even though we got newer, better ones. But at that time period, that was at its peak.
Oh, I swear. Like, that was, the NES was my first system. And my two best friends, one of them had an Atari, what, like 2600 or whatever it was, 28. I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but we had one too in my house.
Yeah. And then my other friend had a Commodore 64. And
we
actually started on a TI-84. This, I shouldn't share stories like this because I'll show my age even more. But I actually started out even programming games in BASIC, which is like the programming language at the time, that I would copy by hand out of a computer magazine, like type it in from the code from a computer magazine. And then we would record it on an audio cassette tape.
Oh, that, man.
That was before the 5 1/4-inch drives. Ouch.
Oh, man.
I was really young. I was young. I'll offer that, but still. Real like, stories.
Yeah, this is like before all the advanced gaming we have nowadays. So most people probably wouldn't understand that are into the gaming nowadays. They don't know the struggle we do.
Well, and you know, I like sharing stories like that sometimes because people don't realize how fast like technology has changed. And like the amount of, gosh, I should look this one up because I don't know if it's true, but I feel like I read somewhere that you remember the original Game Boy? So you must remember.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I still have the original Game Boy, the original Game Boy Color and the Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Advance SP. I have all that stuff still.
Oh, love it. Love it. I've heard that the original Game Boy, in fact, had more computational power than was used to send, people to the moon for the first time.
That's what I heard too. I've heard exactly the same thing. So that's quite a bit funny there.
Yeah, and I gotta imagine that like the cell phones we're carrying around at this point well exceed, you know, some of that stuff. But I mean, just I'm not that old.
So weird.
Damn it, I'm not that old. So that's a lot of change.
I'm an 87 baby, so I feel like I'm in my own generation because I'm not quite a Generation X, but I'm not quite a millennial because cell phones weren't a thing for us until I was in middle school. I didn't have a cell phone in middle school, so...
I was in graduate school, so... anyway, go ahead and keep going on sharing before I reveal any more about... too much about myself.
But outside of the games, when it comes to being a nerd, I also like a lot of my comic books. I love my Marvel comic books. I grew up on comic books. I actually have some in storage, deep storage, where they're protected. And God, if someone touches them, I'm going to murder them type stuff. There goes my gator out on me. But I have a lot of the original Marvel comic books because they were passed down to me. And I also have... Like, Spider-Man was my first real introduction into Marvel, so that's been kind of fun for me. But I'm not a Spider-Man fan. I was always more of a Loki, Wolverine, Gambit, and stuff like that. But I prefer the comic books over, like, the animated series, over the MC universe and stuff. And so a lot of times when I'm sitting here watching things, I'm like, that's not like how it is in the comic books. Nope, you got it wrong. No. So
I do feel like the comic books are kind of the origin story. I mean, not like it's the core of where all the stories came from. I think of it that way.
It is, but you also got to think that one thing Marvel has always been a stand about is it's always related to current events, and I've started making myself remember that and realizing that, because that's always been the core value when it comes to Marvel, is it's always been matter with what's recently going on. Like back in the comic book days when the comic books were first coming out, it was Civil War, it was World War II and stuff like that, where it was fear of Nazis. So you had Captain America and all that stuff. This is nerd side. And all that stuff, fighting in that war. That's also when Iron Man came out whereas nowadays it's changed to fit more. Captain America's still World War II, just deep freeze. But all the other ones are more, all the other Avengers and heroes are more modern. So Captain America's like out of place and trying to learn and stuff. And you can actually see where the comic books have started doing that as well, which is awesome. I like seeing that. And Stan Lee, I was actually listening to a quote earlier today where Stan Lee quoted that Marvel will always be what's most relevant, what's going on in the current times. So I love that. And it made me cry because I never got to see Stan Lee. I had a chance to see him, but I actually never got to see him. I went down to Orlando MegaCon in 2017 when he was down there. I was told that I could purchase a ticket to get a picture taken with him on site, but the day I got there, which I was promised that there would be tickets selling that day, I was told there was no more tickets, that they had sold them all online. I'm like, so I was basically lied to, and it was sad. It upset me because that was the first time I actually dressed up as a Marvel character. I literally dressed up as Winter Soldier.
Oh, sweet.
That day, and I had worked really hard on that Winter Soldier, so it kind of bummed me out. And even though I could go stand in the line and get things from him, it hurt me a lot. And I kind of and I'm also antisocial, and the line was really, really long.
Yeah.
So I went off and hid and kind of cried a little bit to get over it. I had some friends come over who found me, who didn't know I was there, but they found me and they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'll be fine." I kind of explained the situation because they pried it out of me. Then I was drugged over to the Marvel suit, which he popped up in the Marvel suit and took pictures with the whole Marvel photo shoot that was going on.
Oh, wow.
Though I didn't get a direct photo with him. I'm in the Marvel photo shoot with him. So I was like, yes!
Oh, that's still pretty excellent. That's still very, very excellent.
Yes. So I was like, yes, yay me. I got that. Yay.
I think you make a good point about I'm going to include comic books in any kind of literature. I think appreciating it in the cultural and historical context under which it was written just makes the experience better.
You know? Yes. I agree with that. Hey, I just have some friends that get annoyed with me because they're like, shush, movies are different than comic books. I'm like, but do you use it as a reference point?
Well, but I mean, to me, that's where you can appreciate both like differently. And like, yeah. I'm thinking of like the first Iron Man, which was kind of in the post 9/11 era. Wait, yeah, but it was post 9/11. And I mean, so clearly like Middle Eastern oriented, the kind of xenophobic fear of terrorism, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on that, like, I think you need to understand within the historical context. And it doesn't make, I mean, in my mind, it doesn't make it better or worse than, you know, the others, like the comic books or whatever. And I never really got, the only comic books I got into was I took a brief stint of G.I. Joe comic books. I still have a stack of, but to me, it's
G.I. Joe's too. I had G.I. Joe's too, so no fault there.
Yeah, no, G.I. Joe was my thing when I was younger, so.
Same here. Dill and Marvel were my thing, so I get that.
Yeah. No, it was good. I mean, G.I. Joe, and I don't go to a whole lot of cons, but I've seen it kind of pop back up as a thing. You know, it's
like, oh, I'm glad they have. There's been like recent animated series that was like early 2000s. No, not too early 2000s. Like, but I remember watching some in like 2013 where it's like G.I. Joe Renegades.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think I tried like unsuccessfully to get my kids into that. It was my like, and since I didn't get any traction.
When it comes to my kids, I can get my kids in anything. My kids love SWAT Cats, which I'll be sad if you don't know what SWAT Cats are, because me and you are around the same age, apparently.
No, I don't know SWAT Cats.
Oh, my goodness. My cat Chance Furlong is named after one of the SWAT Cats.
That's a cartoon then, or?
Yes, it is a cartoon. It was like it was like 90s cartoon. So we would have grown up on it. It was like something from Cartoon Network.
I'll have to check it out.
It's called SWAT Cats Radical Squadron. It was one of my favorites. It plays as a rerun on Boomerang.
Okay. I mean, I do think that one of the fun things about technology changes and the growth of like streaming as like, I mean, I'm talking about more like Netflix and Hulu and stuff, is the ability to relive that. Some of those things, or to share it with your kids, where, you know, it used to be, hey, it's not on anymore. And you know what? Too bad. Maybe we can find a VHS cassette somewhere now. But now it's relatively easy.
I got my kids in everything I like. I got them in the SWAT Cats. Like, my daughter, literally, when she come home from school, she's like, Mommy, SWAT Cats are coming on! Turn it on!
That's pretty good. That's good parenting.
And then, like, both my kids like Sherlock Holmes in the 21st Century, which was a cartoon that aired when I was a kid in the 90s as well.
I remember that one.
They like the old school Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
They liked a lot of the old cartoons because of me, so I was like, yay! Yeah. Hey,
that's a win. That's a win.
Done right here.
So I forgot you do a fair amount of cosplay too, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do a fair amount of cosplay. I got my Trifolgar Law. My Winter Soldier is currently down. I got to repair it and fix it. I'm going to be making a Punisher. I'm trying to get a Loki together.
I'm kind of surprised you don't have a Loki together already. I'm a tiny bit disappointed, but like the fact it's in the works makes me feel better.
See, everyone pegs me as cosplaying Loki, which is the funny thing.
In fairness, I think you've kind of brought it upon yourself.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I am a trickster. I was born a trickster. This is probably getting off a little bit of topic, but I'm a Norse pagan, and one of the people I worship is Loki. I've been for ages now, so.
See, so there you go.
So it's meant to happen. I cosplay anything and everything. I create my own characters and cosplay my own characters. I do that on TikTok with my own characters now. I actually have my own version of Loki when he's stuck in the mortal realm, Midgard, for punishment.
And this is the point where you should casually note your TikTok ID.
Yeah, my TikTok is Gator Suri. Anything related to me is basically Gator Suri.
Oh, that becomes easy, actually.
Yeah, it's so easy. I don't really have to do much advertising and inputting of everything, because everything's linked to the same name. No one else uses that name, so it's like all mine.
Well, and actually, that's important. And even, you know, the running joke that I'm obsessed with domain names is there's a lot of stuff that is being reused that people don't realize how much is reused. And yeah. Like, if you can find something that is memorable, relates to your personality, and is not like already out there with 1,000 people with numbers on it, I mean, absolutely run with it, you know. And Gator Surrey is a great example of that.
Yeah, Gator Surrey's actually been one of my gamer tags since I was 12.
Oh yeah, how'd you pick it? So what was where did Gator Surrey come from?
Well, Gator Surrey, which Surrey used to be Sherry, which is a Cajun word for ma'am. And then the fact that I'm a fan of the Florida Gators, so I just kind of combine my love of my Florida Gator sports team with a Cajun word, which I grew up using, called Sherry, and combined it. Well, one night while I was watching a Twitch streamer that I love, and he's also a YouTuber named Cryotic, he accidentally called me Gator Surrey instead of Gator Sherry. And everyone wanted to tell me after that my name is pronounced that way. I'm like, no, this is how it's pronounced. And I just finally gave in because I was tired of fighting it. And when he found out what happened, he addressed it, was very upset. And I'm like, I'm going with it now. It's cool.
You know, it's funny because that's also a good example of how you can influence stuff so far, but sometimes you got to run with what's going on, you know?
Yeah, and it's because he was so popular that, like, no one wanted to believe me that my name was pronounced the way I knew it was supposed to be pronounced.
Yeah.
So I just dropped the H off of it and changed it to where it is now. But neither username was being used. So I was perfectly fine. Like, you can literally, if you search Gator Sherry or Gator Surrey, you'll find me no matter what.
That's a good position to be in, actually. And like I said, yeah. I see a lot of people that are I don't want to say reusing, because I think it's just that there's a fine line between trying to come up with something that people are going to remember and is common, but also not everybody has already come up with. Like,
and I went back to one of the ones I was using at 12 because I knew it hasn't been recycled or reused. I was like,
yeah.
Taking back the other one I was thinking of using was my Maruka one, which was based off of Maruku from Inuyasha.
That one I'm not familiar with, I gotta confess.
Inuyasha, Maruku was a monk in that anime. He was a pervy monk.
Oh. And I just... wasn't an angle you wanted to take.
I had created the name Maruka for my WoW days because it wasn't accepting Gator Surrey, but it wasn't taking any type of real name. So I was like, screw it, let's try this, and randomly put Maruka, and it took it.
That's a funny story, actually. Hey, so speaking of like putting yourself out there, when we have a lot of people that are in part of the No Name Nerd community. They're streaming or they're trying to sort of get themselves out there. Do you have any tips or recommendations for people who are just starting out doing streaming or content creation?
If you're just starting out, work with what you have. You don't have to push if you don't have the money to get the best in everything. I know I did, but that's because I know me. I have a hard work ethic. And everything, but streaming is hard. I'm going to honestly sit here and admit this. I have been a Twitch affiliate since July, and I've only gotten one payout. And most of that's because I do slip into depression from time to time, and it takes me a while to bounce back and get back to streaming. But even at that, you need to have it where you show you, and you need to have your personality. You don't have to have the top of the line camera. You don't have to have the top of the line mic. You don't have to have the top of the line headset. Does it help? Yes. But at the exactly same time, let your personality shine through when it comes to this. Talk to your chat. Even if there's no one in that bloody chat, just chat away to them. Chat like there's someone there, because eventually there's going to be people that are drawn to you because you're sitting there chatting, even when you're just chatting to yourself and showing your personality. that will start bringing the people in. That will start helping you get where you can become a Twitch affiliate. That will start helping you where you can start making money if you want to go that route, or if you're just doing it for charity. Like, I originally started doing Twitch for charity. It will help you. And then you, when you can afford to upgrade your stuff, you can upgrade. I can actually, if you guys ever have questions, you can shoot me a message. I can link you where you can get some really good equipment for cheap. I actually have a nice boom mic, which is what I'm currently using the for this podcast, that I got for like underneath $30.
Wow. You know, I like that comment though about personality trumps technology. And
yes,
I kind of see it as a technology is good. I mean, like, having nice stuff helps, and you do need a certain like foundation that if you can't, you know what, you need the internet connection, you need the computer, you need the microphone, that you need that stuff. But at the same time, there's kind of a declining rate of return that, you know, in the beginning, it's not going to be what makes or breaks people watching you or listening to you or whatever.
Exactly. So if you can avoid making the big purchases at the beginning, that's going to be good for you. I actually started out not having a camera for streaming. I'm not going to lie, I didn't have a camera for streaming. And then when I finally got a camera, it's because it was my work camera for my work computer that I got from my company I work for. And I would take it off my work computer and put it on my stream computer to use it. Before that, I was streaming down at my local Hangout, which is now closed, streaming on their system, on their Twitch stream, helping them. And I helped and everything to get money raised for Extra Life at the exact same time I got them out. And it helped me out in a way, because that brought people from their channel over to my channel, because they had a bigger growing already, because they were well established in the Twitch network where I wasn't.
You know, that's actually a piece of advice that I haven't heard anybody else drop, in terms of, if you're really just starting out, start out streaming for somebody else as a way to practice and sort of create a way to channel people over to your stream.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, because I've had that help. If someone wants me to stream with them or they want to stream with me, I'm always jumping on that. Like, my roommate, Dork Danzel, she is a streamer. She streams with me when I'm streaming to help her grow at the exactly same time. Because I'm all about pushing up people. I'm all about bringing up people at the exactly same time, especially if our personalities can connect and work at the exactly same time. That works out for me, because for me, I have a hard time connecting with people because of my anxieties and my social issues and stuff like that. But if I can get a connection and we can get a bond going, I can help you. And I like to help. I like to help where I can.
You know, and I should also note that Gator Sari is a brand ambassador for the No Name Nerd. And
keep forgetting that.
I should have mentioned it at the beginning. I totally blanked. I was writing that little intro right before. And you're kind of giving me an idea. And I'm, you know, sitting here just thinking out loud during the podcast, I guess. But I don't really use the No Name Nerd Twitch stream all that much, and it's not sort of a form of content creation that I'm that interested in on a personal level. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something from a company perspective I've got some interest in, and I played around with my kids and, you know, stuff like that, but mm-hmm. That seems to me that using that platform and maybe giving some people the opportunity, like you or some other brand ambassadors, to use it, I mean, it actually might be a way of helping you guys grow and helping some other members of the community potentially grow.
It can too. Sort of... And there's also another thing that you can do with your Twitch stream. Like, I have it set up where my account actually auto hosts people. So when I'm not streaming, there's someone else streaming on my, and it shows and it links it to them.
Yeah, it actually, the No Name Nerd Twitch stream auto hosts everybody who's a brand ambassador right now.
Oh,
so I did
cool.
set that up.
I did
up.
Not know that.
Yeah, so you are actually auto-hosted right now. Not right now, but however it does that, I don't even know. It does auto-host brand ambassador.
What it is I can actually explain how it works, is I've noticed this. If someone, say, like, someone's streaming and they pop on, well, someone else pops up and they're streaming, it stays with the person that they're originally on. Now, once the other person is streaming, it has a potential to drop to the person that is still streaming that's up there. Or someone new comes on because the other person in, it adds them to the auto host. It puts them up there instead.
Okay. That's cool. So I apologize because I have to go in a few minutes, but I do want to ask you one more question. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know your perspective on what it means to you to be a nerd.
What it means to me to be a nerd? Yeah. I mean, that can be a number of things, because nerd can be related to, like me, comic books, video games, anime, and so on and so forth. But then there can be people that absolutely are nerds over clothes, nerds over their shoes, so on and so forth. A nerd can fit so much in general when it comes to things. It's something basically you assess over to the point that you become nerdy about it, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I like that answer. And to me, that's one of the things I've liked about the word, is even though there's a certain stigma that I'm trying to, like, you know, I think the No Name Nerd community has done a good job of sort of fighting against, but at the same time, I think it's something that can be universally applied to a wide variety of people for, like you're saying, a wide variety of reasons.
Yep.
Not always just the sort of, if you will, traditional nerd stuff like video games and comic books, that it's a tent that can include a lot of people. I'll say it that way.
It does. And I that's why when someone sits there and says, I'm a nerd, I go, hey, and I explain it. I ask them what they're into. I'm like, don't you talk a lot about that? Don't you like that a lot? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, technically you're a nerd when it comes to that. And they're like,
and to me, right. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's all about, like, flipping the script and saying, like, rather than it being something that people are embarrassed about, it should be something that people are proud of, because there are a lot of ways that you can be a nerd, and I think that there are a lot of very positive ways, and, you know, it shouldn't be something that people are embarrassed or hesitant to say.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know there's a lot of people, like, I'm a Norse pagan, there's a lot of us that nerd out about our culture, our belief, and stuff like that. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to be a nerd, and I see it that way. It doesn't particularly stick to one type of thing.
Absolutely. Well, Gator Sari, I've really enjoyed having the chance to chat with you today. Do you have any last closing words?
Just everyone keep being you and being awesome. Let's keep spreading positivity to everyone. Let's not be negative to anybody. Because I've been seeing a lot of that, especially in the TikTok area now. There's a lot. And just let's not be negative to one another. Let's bring up each other.
I love it. I love it. That is advice that all of you, I think, really speaks to the heart of the No Name Nerd community, and something that all of you listeners should be taking to heart as well. So thanks again for your time. I will see you around the No Name Nerd Discord server, and yep. I appreciate everything that you do for the No Name Nerd community.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
You too.
Hey there. I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button, and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream, and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey guys, Not Life Gamers here. I'm loving the podcast. It's helped me so much to get to where I need to be. I've grown from 20 followers to 500 followers just by listening and then doing what y'all tell me to do. I mean, what your guest tells me to do, and I'm having a great time. I'm loving it. Appreciate you guys. Keep doing great work.
Nothing beats being a part of the No Name Nerd community.
Hi, I'm Bounty V, VR Viking. If you hadn't already, check out the No Name Nerd Discord. Have a nice day.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.